Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the vets at Treasure Veterinary Service in Hysham through their fall season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week,
it's at Greeby's, it might get Western.
After an hour-long ride with vet Dick Cunningham over the desolate Ingomar Road, we arrive at the Greebies near Melstowe, Montana, a tiny town in far eastern Musselshell County with a population of around 100. It's blustery and bitter. I meet Jason and Ricky Greeby, stoking and warming up next to the fire that holds the branding iron. This is Jason.
We always cut the yearlings and just brand them, mark them, give them their shots, get their wolf teeth out so they're ready for the winter. And
if you didn't catch that, in addition to branding, giving routine vaccinations, and extracting teeth, the vet will be castrating the stallions. The Greebies sell some barrel racing quarter horses, and their kids barrel race, rope, and ride the horses on the ranch. Mature, intact male horses are tough to train and more aggressive as they get older.
Fighting and breeding. And
so they get gelded as colts to make them more tractable, easier to handle.
They're just getting haltered, actually, for the first time here today. They run pretty free out here. They got open range, and we don't bother them too much until they're about yearling. And next year we'll try to get them saddled a little bit, get them rode.
Dick and his assistant Lacey are loading syringes on the tailgate of the pickup. They'll hit the jumpy colts first with a tranquilizer mix to get them woozy, then follow that with ketamine, a dissociative anesthetic.
Yeah, we can keep refilling it if we want to.
That's Dick.
These horses are usually pretty wild, so they're going to need lots of sedative. The drugs bring them from one state of mind down to another. If they're way up in the sky, it only brings them down partway.
Dick's first customer is actually a filly, a young female. She's waiting for Dick in the narrow chute, eyes wide, hooves stamping. Today she'll get branded, vaccinated, and have her teeth pulled and feet trimmed.
You ready? Your medicine gonna freeze?
It's so cold today that's actually a concern. The vets carry a warming box to heat up any frozen meds. Dick hits the filly's jugular vein with the drug. She starts to wobble and wilt. She's let out of the chute, staggers into the corral, and then falls to the frozen ground. Lacey wraps her head in a towel to stop the sun burning her eyes, which have remained wide open. She gets right to work on her feet, trimming the excess hoof wall so they don't crack and break. To my urban eyes, this is a sight, but it's about to get even more intense.
Have you seen a horse cut before?
One of the stud colts is down, but barely, and he needs his anesthesia bumped. Dick fumbles to find the vein again as the horse snorts and kicks on his side. He's successful, and then that's the sound of the drill-like clamp twisting off one testicle. Turns out the other one's undescended, a recessive trait, which means the colt will have to be halter broken and trailered into the clinic for Dick to complete the job.
I got to go through his left flank into his abdomen and get it out from behind his kidney.
It's just as well. This colt's feisty. He's already coming out from anesthesia.
Anytime you're anesthetizing an animal, any injection, it's not predictable 100%. We're working a percentage game. 90% of them would stay down or 95, but he didn't. So you just have to learn to fight again another day.
Next week, as the winter wears on, Dick and the other vets continue to pregnancy check beef cattle herds in south central Montana.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.